participate.
Good evening, everybody. We'll call the meeting to order. Thank you very much. Welcome to this joint meeting between the Cayuga Sanitary District and the Morro Bay City Council, otherwise known as the Joint Powers Agreement meeting. Let the record reflect that all members of the Morro Bay City Council are present. Mr. Enns.
Our Vice President Hal Phones is absent.
Great. And the first item on the agenda is the public comment period. If any members of the public would like to address this joint board, now is the appropriate time. Step right up to the microphone. Anyone? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the joint board and we'll go straight to the consent calendar. Anybody in Morro Bay want to pull anything on the consent calendar?
I would like to pull the minutes, item number one, for a quick comment.
Anything else?
No.
And with Cayucas' blessing, I'm going to give it to Mr. Smuckler on item A1.
I just had a simple request on the minutes, which were put together really well, good detail. But I would like the record to reflect the no votes, actually to show which board members voted no. I think that's an important item detail for the public and for the record.
Then if it's okay with Cayucas, perhaps we could send this back to staff, ask them to correct it as such. I think that that's a valid thing. Any objections from my city council? Are you okay with that, Cayucas?
Mr. Carmel, essentially what Noah's asking for is a roll call vote on every item?
No, sir. Let me clarify. He's asking for the votes to be who voted yes, who voted no, rather than just have it 3-2. Who voted the three, who voted the two? That's how we do our minutes here.
All right.
We can correct these minutes to reflect the no votes.
You can adopt it with...
Understood. Okay, so we don't have to send it back. We can do that now.
So I'll move that we adjust the minutes to reflect the no vote.
Well, same motion, please.
I make the same motion.
We have a motion and a second by Dan Chivins. Motion by Shirley Lyon. Any discussion? Let me clarify that. The motion is just to record the no's. Does that not indirectly record the yeses?
It would. If you record the no's, by default, everybody else voted yes. So that serves Noah's purpose, I believe.
Okay. Well, any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Motion carries.
A2, Mr. Enns.
Michael, you wanted to pull A2 for separate discussion.
Yes. I'd like to call the JPA's attention to the earthquake and flood insurance, which is line department 99 on page, the first page of the detail income statement. It is $277,026.62 for earthquake and flood insurance. I understand that a portion of that is relates to a prior period, and there's ongoing discussions that we probably will deal with. But I have some questions regarding the earthquake and flood insurance, and I would like that to either be answered, or I don't know what the appropriate deal is, to either have those answered or to have that be addressed and agendized for the next board. My questions are, what in detail are we insuring? What is the coverage amount? How is that amount determined? And are we covering loss interruption, which is really our big risk? who's responsible for entering this contract, and I'd like to know if this contract is let out for bid. If there is, I'd like to see to know if there are other bids on providing this insurance. It's a significant item on our expense calendar, and I think we should treat it like any other major expense item and look at it. Okay.
Susan, want to address this?
Okay. Good evening. Susan Slayton, Administrative Services Director for the City of Morro Bay. With regard to the insurance, I don't have the document with me, so I can't give you the exact coverage amounts and the information on it. I would have to contact the insured and get all of the information that you're after, so I would appreciate it if I could have a list of your questions.
Okay.
That would be great, and then I could do that. I can tell you that we do not go out to bid for the insurance. It's part of our California Joint Powers Insurance Authority that we go through, and so by virtue of the fact that it's with a JPA, we feel that we are getting the best rates possible, but no, we do not go out for it.
Michael, any other questions? He has a list here for you. So.
No, I just noticed in reviewing it for the last couple of years that I think we're insuring it at a value of $30 to $35 million, and it seems to be rising about 10% in valuation each year. Earthquake insurance, as you know, is subject to either a 10% or 15% deductible, which means that the first $3 or $4 million is on our dime if there is any catastrophic damage. And I frankly kind of don't know what we're insuring. That's what I'd like to find out.
Yeah, again, I'll have to contact CJPIA and get the information on the policy. That would probably be the best way to do it, because I can give you some estimates, but I don't have the exact numbers, and I don't want to try to invent or come up with something from memory that may be wrong.
Okay.
Can I interject? You know, I would, if there's no objection from my counsel, offer to have Susan put it on the next agenda, if that's okay with Mr. Enns, of course, and have an agenda item on your questions, and ask Susan to write a report and address your questions, and hopefully get all your answers.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. I'd love to do that, and hopefully maybe we could get in touch before that in case, I have additional questions that need to be answered.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, let me just ask, Susan, would the next agenda give you adequate time to do that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, please.
I didn't hear all the questions, and I was just curious to know if you can delineate between earthquake and flood when you get the figures.
I'll have to ask CJPIA about that, because it is called earthquake and flood. They must break them out, I assume. I've actually seen the policy. There are separate line items for those, so they do have some kind of a breakout on it.
Thank you.
You good? Questions, comments over here? Start with Noah? Anything?
No, I'm in favor of it.
Anybody else? Everybody okay with what I offered? Okay. Then you make a motion to approve?
Michael, you'd like to make the motion to approve item A2?
I approve it subject to the resolution of this $203,000 of prior period insurance that's been included in this expense. I'm not sure that I'm satisfied that, but I have no other reason to not approve it.
All right. That's your motion?
Michael, it's just a statement. Yeah. We're not okay.
I make a motion that we approve the financial statement as it is.
All right.
As presented to us.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
4-0. Thanks.
Can I hear a motion approving item A2?
Same motion.
Second. Thank you, Noah. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Old business, Dennis?
Good evening. There's been a lot of activity during the past month. I'd like to give you the highlights. At the last JPA meeting, the JPA authorized McCabe and Company to provide a preliminary analysis of the Coastal Commission appeal and to review the related documents, the EIR and other documents, and provide a preliminary analysis. And since that time, we've been working with McCabe and Company to accomplish this directive. And there is a report dated March 2nd attached to the staff report from McCabe and Company giving a summary of where they are at this time. Next, a force majeure letter was delivered to the Regional Water Quality Control Board on February 24th. That letter requests a time extension to the city's permit discharge requirements, and it's also connected with the settlement agreement. Open-ended time extension was requested due to the appeals that were filed on the project. According to the settlement agreement, the regional board executive director has 30 days to respond, and so that time frame will occur within a couple of weeks. All of the indications so far indicate that we will get a time extension, so we're looking forward to receiving that in writing at this time. The California Coastal Commission has scheduled the first hearing on the appeals for March 11th, this Friday. This hearing will be in Santa Cruz, and several staff members and myself will be in attendance. The purpose for this hearing is to determine if there's a substantial issue related to the appeals that were filed. Since two coastal commissioners filed appeals, it's common practice for the Coastal Commission board members to agree that there is a substantial issue as a courtesy to the other coastal commissioners. What this means is that the Coastal Commission takes over jurisdiction of the coastal permit. Up until this time, the city of Morro Bay has had jurisdiction of issuing the permit. So we anticipate that it'll be a very straightforward and quick meeting and decision and a conclusion this Friday at the Coastal Commission hearing. Susan McCabe has arranged for a meeting between staff members and myself and Coastal Commission staff members to discuss in general the appeal and the status of the project. So we're looking forward to having an opportunity to have beginning discussions with Coastal Commission staff. After the this first hearing, which will take place Friday, the next step will be what's called a de novo hearing. That hearing date will take months to schedule. Generally, the Coastal Commission tries to have these meetings somewhere, in close proximity or as close as proximity as possible to the jurisdiction. In this case, the best guess that we can get at this time is that it perhaps might be in August at the meeting of the Coastal Commission in Santa Barbara. But that's yet to be firmed up, so that's very tentative at this time. And at the de novo hearing, what will occur then is that the Coastal Commission board will receive a report from their staff giving additional information, and at that time the Coastal Commission may determine that additional studies or additional mitigation is necessary as related to our project. So that's pretty much the procedures as far as the Coastal Commission from everything we know at this time. The design work on the project continues to be suspended until the Coastal Commission appeal process is finalized. And I would like to point out also that the schedule that we've been working towards, we're off schedule now, obviously, because the appeals have caused us, and the JPA has requested that we minimize costs until we get further information on the appeal process. So that pretty well concludes the highlights, concludes my report. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Obviously, we're not going to be working in a vacuum between now and the de novo hearing, which is when you put the word probably before the word August, I hear September. I mean, that's just the way my brain works. So we're all these months away. What's happening in the meantime?
Well, in the meantime, what we hope to accomplish is having discussion with the Coastal Commission staff to get further refinement on the issues, so that if we move forward with additional studies that have been mentioned in the appeal staff report, what we would do then is bring these issues back to your board and council and inform you of the progress that we have made and the main issues. And, for example, if we believe that additional studies are necessary to help us to succeed in the process of dealing with our appeal, we will get your review and approval of these issues and perhaps request proposals for additional studies that may be necessary to deal with additional site analysis. There were several hazards mentioned in the staff report, and things of that nature that would require further study and clarification so that we could have the information to be able to deal with facts and figures and information as we communicate with the Coastal Commission staff.
So by the time the de novo hearing rolls around, we're going to have more ducks in a row than we've brought on stage yet.
That's correct.
And tomorrow's meeting, it seems to me, is kind of key for getting the what fork in the road we're going to pick, right?
Yes, that's yes, hopefully we're going to be listening to comments that the Coastal Commission board makes at the hearing to see if we can pick up information that will help us work smart as we work on this issue. Also, when we meet with the Coastal Commission staff members after the meeting early tomorrow afternoon, we hope to gain additional information as to how deep we need to dig into the issues. I mean, when you talk about studies, you can get into real infinite detail, or you can study the issue, you overstudy it. In other words, we want the proper balance of study. As we all know, you're really into a gray area when you say how much study do we need to get the thoroughness that's needed to be able to address the issues. And so we're hoping to find what the balance point is.
Great. Okay, I go first here. Questions, Mora Bay? Start with you, George. Anything? Carla?
No.
Nancy?
No.
No, nothing from you?
That's just a little one. We got 26 minutes to finish this, but curious to know about the lobbyist position, and I would like to point out that more detail would be nice as far as we've got a month contract at this point, or as far as I understand. So if we could actually show their time and how that is affecting the expense there, and then what the steps are with the decision about the lobbyist position for the board.
And I'll be addressing Bob, the lobbyist, here in the next item. and okay. we can jump back into the discussion if I don't clarify for you.
Then I'll just suggest that I'd like a little more detail about the financial side of the lobbyist's position in the report in the future, and we can talk about the status in the next item.
And that's not a problem, Dennis. Have we received a bill from Susan Leave?
I have had discussions with her, and she is anticipating providing a breakdown of her costs for the initial period of time here that was authorized by the JPA.
Great. Cayucas.
Questions? Cayucas?
No.
Michael?
Maybe you're going to address this in the next item, but it's my understanding we hired Ms. McCabe by her own statement here, the company has been retained for a one-month period to assist the JPA in determining the feasibility of successfully pursuing the WWTP as approved by the City of Morro Bay. I don't see anywhere in this report where she's given us any assessment on our chances of success. That's what we hired her to do.
This is not the final report. This one's dated March 2nd, and she has not completed her full month of services for us yet.
Okay.
And in fact, we all agree that tomorrow's board meeting and the staff meeting that follows will really help us all to be able to provide a better prognosis of our success.
And if I could respectfully request, just hear out the next item, and then we can have another discussion. And if you've got questions, because that was a big question for me today, and I'll share that with you.
All right, good.
Okay. Any other questions, Cayucas?
Yep.
Seeing none, Mary Yates.
Okay, does that conclude, Dennis?
Yes, thank you.
We don't have to take action on this, do we?
No.
Yep. Cool. C1. Okay. Bob and I and Dennis and Dylan and Bob Tim. Thank you, Noah.
Are you good?
And Bruce met with Sue and Rob Schultz. I say Dylan.
I'd get
Andrea met with Susan this afternoon. I was very impressed with her. First time meeting her. I guess they rolled into town around 10 and they did a 2-hour tour of the plant and alternative sites and had lunch, and then we met up at 1 o'clock and met with them for 90 minutes. Mainly it was Susan. One of the very first questions after getting to know her was about the direction. How are we going to go on this? And really it comes down to this meeting tomorrow is key. After the Coastal Commission meeting hearing, then our staff and their staff is meeting together to get clarification on what they want. And her position is today, 24 hours before that meeting, is it's difficult for her to give a competent sense of direction until they walk out of that meeting, because like the alternative, like Dennis was talking about, you know, what do you want for another site study? Is it, here it is, and here's what it would cost? Or, you know, the other extreme of that is would be a full-blown EIR for each spot. So there's a lot of in-between. We don't know what they're going to say. We have a sense, but, you know, it is a semi-negotiation. But basically, we're there to hear them out and what they want and certainly our approach is going to be respectful and undemanding and hear them out. So I would hope by the next time we meet that we could have a much better sense from Ms. McCabe on what our chances are down the road on prevailing. Not only that, but what the Coastal Commission staff is going to expect from us. And I think that everybody is expecting alternative site analyses. And I would bet the $5 bill that that's going to happen, but the big question is, to what extent do we have to do that? And we hopefully will have a sense of that better tomorrow. Susan is a former commissioner, and she has vast experience at these things and desal plants and the Coastal Commission, and her staff is a former staff member. She's a former Coastal Commissioner herself. So she does seem very well plugged into the whole scene and all the staff members. She talks about all of them by name. She knows their personalities, and I think she has a pretty good sense of how they think and where they're going. Yeah, she's going to be a valuable resource for us. I don't know what else to add other than who's going to be at the meeting tomorrow. Rob Livick, Andrea, Bill Callahan, Dennis, and Susan will be our group meeting with their staff. And, you know, I'm sure we'll get an email on that and share with everybody what we hear. As far as I'm concerned with my group, I mean, whatever I know or whatever I'm told, everybody's going to be told, and I just would assume that Cayucas is the same way. We'll all be on the same page, and we'll all be informed and know what's going on. Bob, add.
That'd be tough to add to that. She's a very impressive individual, and I don't think that anywhere in our camp we have the kind of know-how to do business at that level of government, and she will certainly be an asset and help us figure out how to get through this thing. So thank you, Mayor Yates, the good comments.
But we'll take questions and answer them what we can. I mean, my knowledge with Susan McCabe is based on a 90-minute meeting today, plus whatever research I've done, which you've probably all done on your own, but here we are. Here's Dennis. Here's Bill. Here's Bob. Start with you, George. Any questions? Carla?
Just a comment. Since the last meeting, I took the opportunity to make a phone call myself and spoke with Assemblyman Asajjan, who represents our district and has sat for several years on the Coastal Commission, and asked him, just for myself, not about the qualifications for Susan McCabe, but how effective he felt she would be. And the reason I asked that question was because of the articles that have been printed recently and letters in the newspaper relating to a comment she made on a job she was handling for Port San Diego. And after speaking with Mr. Asajjan, I hung up feeling even better about having this person representing us and what he felt her qualifications were and her ability to be effective, and dispelled to me the phrase that she had been quoted and taken out of context of spoon-feeding someone information, which he kind of chuckled about, because he said he says it quite often when he's in meetings and there is so much information that's given to them in regards to projects coming forward that he many of times himself has said, slow down, spoon feed me, I need you to, you know, break it down a little. So it was something he felt was totally taken out of context, and that we are going to be well served with her representing us. So I appreciated him dispelling what that had been also.
Great. Thanks, Carl. Nancy?
Nothing.
Noah?
Just a clarification then. So at our next meeting, we'll receive the report, her recommendations, and then we discuss action based on her future involvement.
Yes, I think next meeting is going to be a juicy one, because we'll be talking about all these things that are flying out there like alternatives. I do want to add that I did invite Susan to this meeting, and she had to get up to Santa Cruz for tomorrow's meeting and had meetings tonight, so she couldn't be here tonight. But she is coming. She's not an invisible person. I told her it's important that we see her, face, and be able to ask her questions. So I'm not going to commit for her for our next meeting, but she will be invited, and you know, we will get her here in the next couple of meetings. Do you want to say something, Rob? I just kind of like to let Cayucas go, but if it's an overpowering thing with you, go ahead.
It is somewhat. Okay. In that, the idea that a report's going to come back to you in a month, we can't, as staff, promise you that. Tomorrow is a very important meeting. There'll be quite a bit of information. We want to bring back to you a detailed report of that and recommendations as to what studies and how much those studies would cost so that you've got all that information exactly, kind of a roadmap of where we're going. And then the other one was, is I don't see how, if we make those recommendations to you in May and start doing whatever it is we do to go down a path, that this, we'll have a hearing in August on this matter. It's much later than that. And that's just, you know, I'm trying to give you realistic dates, and I can't state that staff will have it back to you in April. It's more realistically is May.
You are going to have a, are you going to the meeting tomorrow?
No.
Okay, well, that's why you weren't on the list. I will restate that this joint board does expect to be communicated with. We do expect a report on how the meeting went yesterday, and a lot of that's going to be subjective, kind of here's our sense, here's our feeling of how this went and this issue went. And I don't know that I committed anything else than, you know, we want to know what's going on. It's a basic thing. I have something else, but I'm going to let Cayucas go ahead, Bob.
Cayucas, any comments?
I think it's pretty well covered.
None. Mary Yates?
Okay, you know, we're at the end of the meeting here, and I know one of the lawyers will jump on me if I'm getting out of line here, but when, Rob, you've talked about, you know, here we go, and then since we're moving on and have some kind of an outline of where we're going and what that timeline's going to be, or I think we need to pull the plug and go to Plan B get this thing done and then start over and take a 10-year timeline and commit to a new location, you know, off the beach and start that process and have our decade to get it done, and in the meantime put the Band-Aid on it. We can't just drag our feet. I just fear we're going to be here, it's going to be next March, we're going to be sitting in the same room and we're going to be talking about the same thing, and there's going to be a Coastal Commission meeting coming up in probably 3 months or 4 months, and the Region Water Quality Control Board, with patience, is starting to run thin, I, for one, not speaking for anybody else, want to see this thing continue to move, and I'm hearing roadblocks, not yours, not ours, but just the nature of it. And I needed to say that. But Michael wants to speak.
Thanks for the comment, Mayor Yates. I agree, and it just dawned on me. Dennis, how are we doing on the cost estimates of our Plan B Band-Aid?
Too serious about that as yet. I think tomorrow is going to be a real opportune time for us to determine what is going to work best for us. Definitely we plan on discussing Plan B, to bringing that out in a discussion with the Coastal Commission staff, just to let them know that there are limits as to how much time we can spend and how much money we can spend on the project, just to throw that idea out there. But we do intend to have that in our back pocket as an option, but we have not spent any amount of effort since the last meeting on further refining Plan B.
But until we get some concept of cost, we don't really know whether it is an option or a viable option.
I think we ought to wait until after tomorrow.
Okay. That's
before
fine.
We spend any more money on anything.
We're talking about what we can do between now and August or later. That could be one of them.
Yes. Staff of the district and the city and myself are actively discussing that as a possibility.
How are you?
We just haven't spent a lot of time and expense on it yet. Down the other path, then, that, of course, will be your decision at your direction, but... That's the reason why we brought Plan B up, was just as an obligation to inform you that there may be another option besides following the path that we are with the appeals and examining other sites and all that sort of thing. We do want to, as we say, carefully analyze the options in which steps we're going on before we try to make a choice as to which one's the best. We're just not there yet.
Yeah. I don't think anybody on either board here wants to go to Plan B. that's not what we've been working for 15 years.
Right.
But if it comes to it, and if we're going to have to move the plant, if that's what the end result of this is, and we have to start this process over, that's the direction I would want to take. Let's get the waiver off our backs.
What do we don't get tomorrow is important. Let's see what happens tomorrow.
No.
This is what's all about.
George, I'm so glad you're on this.
Thank you.
It's been made crystal clear.
Okay, I'm finished.
Crystal clear. What are you going to do now?
No one wants to declare something for a future agenda.
Yeah, future agenda item. To be consistent with our goals of minimizing costs, especially at this suspension point that we're at, I think it's important that we talk about the project manager position. And as we've talked about the design component of the project, make sure that we're maximizing the money that we do have and are spending, and we consider a strategy to maximize those dollars and focus them wherever they're going to make the most impact. And so it would seem like we'd want to talk about that status, especially as we get further into the coastal details. What we're going to be dealing with is going to be the Coastal Commission most likely, and in that scenario, where does the project manager position fit?
I am 100% behind Dennis and totally satisfied with his job, and his reporting has been great. He's right to the penny exactly and where we are in the budget and what percentage, and he's doing a great job. So I'm not sure what you're looking for, but
I would expect you would say that same thing about our design consultant and contractor, and we looked at the time hearing.
Okay, I'm clear on what you want, and I'm not feeling supportive of it. Let's hear from your brethren, our brethren. Carla?
No, I, the staff, department head, and the city manager, and those are tasked with overseeing Mr. Delzite's job duties and things, and we recognized when we hired him that there would be highs and lows of his needs, and so I think that they'll handle that, and I'm not interested in micromanaging it.
George?
I definitely agree with Carla on this one.
Nancy?
I, too, agree with Carla and George.
So you're kind of overruled here, but you got another shot at it. Cayucas?
Comments?
Is this an agenda item?
No, we're talking about future agenda items, whether or not to discuss project management status.
I think it's premature at this time
to go into that. I think we need to have the meeting tomorrow and determine what direction we think we might be going and make that kind of a decision perhaps at the next meeting.
Yeah.
It's my understanding Dennis charges by the hour if he's got nothing.
I don't take it personal.
I'm glad. I take it personal when George disagrees with me. Anything else from City Council? And nothing else from Cayucas? Thank you for coming tonight, staff, for being here, everybody. We're adjourned.